don't wait for perfection, start now. When we have dreams, we have passion. When we have passion, we want to do it with perfection. Often when we have some goals, we want to start it with a blast. We want to become an overnight star. We want to achieve the best as soon as possible, but things take time. It gets better with time, but the key is to start as soon as possible. What happens is that we have an idea which we think can change our lives instantly, but we don't work on it until we have favorable situations. We wait for more time and more resources, and one day someone else builds a product off of that idea and we regret not doing it. We have all heard the statement, "Oh, I also had that same idea, but I could not start." How perfection often turns out to be our biggest enemy. Initially, once an idea enters your mind, it takes a lot of time. We don't have sufficient information initially, so we have some doubt in our mind. And the worst of all is we want to start it when everything is perfect. No, that is not possible most of the time. The feelings of "I will do it perfectly" often stops us before we start. Think for a while how much time we waste before making the first move towards our goal. What happens is this: you're about to start, and then you realize that you can do it better. You stop in it between and say, "Hey, that I will do it tomorrow in a better way." A few days pass and you've lost interest in that idea. It could be your business idea or something about your dream. How to handle the thought of being perfect. Look for perfection, that's fine. Try to do things as good as possible, that's alright. But don't stop doing it because you cannot do it perfectly. Take a step and keep learning. You will get better while doing it. Strive for the continuous improvement instead of the perfection. Kim Collins. Perfection, is it on everybody's mind? Once I switch my current job, I will pursue my dream. Once I earn this much, I will start a business. Once I have more, I will start going to the gym. Once I have fewer responsibilities, I will start enjoying my life. How perfection has destroyed your dream. Here's another example. You want to become an artist, such as a singer, writer, painter, or anything. Suppose you got a chance to participate in an event and showcase your ability. If you try to excuse that you have not prepared well, that means that you were waiting for perfection. Don't just miss the opportunity. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. Vince Lombardi. Okay, it's done. It is alright if it was not perfect. Keep learning. We went for an interview, but it did not go well. We're just back from the holiday trip, but there were a few things left to explore. We are just back from a movie, and we went with high expectations, but it was not good. It is okay if it was not perfect. We often end up with disappointment because something underperformed our expectations. Things don't always happen our way. Life is exciting because it is unpredictable. The secret of lasting happiness is to enjoy the journey and never stop learning. As Eugene Delacroix said, the artist who aims to have perfection and everything achieves nothing. Therefore, it is all right if you do not sing perfectly. It's all right if you do not play perfectly. It is wise to accept that we cannot excel at everything. Keep doing it as long as you like it. Keep moving and enjoy the journey. The end.